The workers' meetings begin. Friday morning the sky was clear and the air much cooler than it had been in Basel. The meeting of British workers began later in the day, and on Sabbath Ellen White spoke twice. When the discouragements of some of the workers are taken into account, Ellen White's sermons during the meetings take on a new depth and power. At one time a little group gathered about the stove in the meeting hall and began to talk about their experiences and disappointments. It seemed that great difficulties were confronting every branch of the work in England. Each day she tried to inspire them with the consecration, courage, and confidence they so much needed. In closing one sermon she said, "This life is a conflict, and we have a foe who never sleeps, who is watching constantly to destroy our minds and lure us away from our precious Savior, who has given His life for us. Shall we lift the cross given us? Or shall we go on in selfish gratification, and lose the eternity of bliss? I do not look to the end for all the happiness, I get happiness as I go along. Notwithstanding I have trials and afflictions, I look away to Jesus. It is in the strait, hard places that He is right by our side, and we can commune with Him, and lay all our burdens upon the burden-bearer, and say, 'Here, Lord, I cannot carry these burdens longer.' Then He says to us, 'My yoke is easy, and my burden is light.' Do you believe it? I have tested it. I love Him, I love Him. I see in Him matchless charms. And I want to praise Him in the kingdom of God." In another sermon she commented, "By my past experience I can testify that I would not have one trial less, one sorrow less, for Paul says, 'These light afflictions which are but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.'" And finally, she closed with an appeal, "A little longer and we shall see the King in His beauty. Will you be there? Will the crown of glory be placed upon your brow? God grant that we shall everyone be there. You cannot afford to lose this. God bless you here tonight, and may God come into your souls and shine around you here." Ibid.